Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you want to find a nice guy, put up your feet on the internet.
When I lived on my own, I would shower maybe monthly.
I feel like my skin's going to burn off with this.
Here we go. I'm with a chick that's going to tell you guys all about
your dumb stuff.
You want more advice? Dole it out gladly. You want bad advice? Man, I'll give it out gladly.
I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Start your podcast. What do you say in the beginning of your podcast?
I literally always say hello to my ladies, my gays, my theys, and the men who get it. That's every, because I couldn't think of it.
I need a catchphrase. I need to do something that could be like, what up, people? It's Chesco, the speech prof, and I am here on Bad Advice Wednesdays, the show where myself and a guest give bad advice with no context. And try not to ruin your life. Nailed it. Today, I have Reagan from the F the Nice Guy podcast on to help me ruin your life. But as always, before we get to giving you your bad advice to questions without context, I think it's important to for you all to get to know who exactly is giving this advice with me. I followed Reagan a while, not too long ago, when your podcast page popped up on my TikTok. I was talking about nice guys. And in a not so nice way, right?
Truly. Yeah,
and I was like, this is great. And so I started following along. We started interacting in the comment sections, and lo and behold, we're best friends now.
Yeah.
And
we have bracelets.
They're beautiful. You can't really see them right now because of the camera. So Reagan, if any of my followers were to stumble across your page, what should they be prepared for? What are they going to see?
Well, you're going to see me shredding quote unquote nice guys, which is basically any guy who uses this veil of niceness to try and get what they want, which they then choose to remove as soon as they don't get with you or like get your attention. And I sometimes get tagged in real people. I'll talk about people from movies or TV sometimes. And on the podcast, I share a lot of my own personal stories. So if you're into shredding the nice guy and want to learn, hopefully good advice for dealing with nice, quote unquote, nice guys, then that's what I'm here for, you know?
So what kind of got you into that? Like what made you, because I know you had a TikTok before, you have another page.
I do. I'm psychotic.
I found that out by accident when I was like, I think this is the same person. But like, what was the impetus? What made you decide to kind of go this route with the podcast?
I actually had people tag me one time in my new page, like telling me I have a catfish and someone's stealing my content. And I was like, nope, still me. Just doing weird stuff. You know, I actually, I had a situation where I had a friend that nice guyed me. Like I found out he was not nice at all. To just keep a story light. But yeah, and I was talking to a bunch of my girlfriends and they had a billion stories about the same type of dude. And I realized like, you know, you hit an age where the a-holes, you're pretty, you know, you catch them quick. Like when they happen, you're like, that guy was a jerk. But as you get older, you really start to notice the more insidious, like nice guy behavior. And it's harder to understand. And it's something that, you know, I wanted to talk about because so many of us didn't share our stories or talk about what happened because it took a while to even register that it happened. You're like, wait a second, that guy was not nice. That guy was a jerk. So that's what started the ball rolling. And then, yeah, now we're just full swing, just going for it. Just going for the nice guys. Personal vendetta.
What's your worst? I guess I like trauma light is what you say on your your podcast.
Yes.
Your worst trauma light nice guy experience that you've had?
It's like, where on the realm do we want? We could go the route of the guy who like pretended because he didn't contact me for 2 days and pretended he was in jail and was arrested and then called out my name from the bench in the jail. Like, that was a story that was told to me that I kind of believed.
Instead of just telling you what actually happened.
Yes, like, which would have been like, I was with a girl. And I'd be like, oh, okay, we're not exclusive. So, like, why the whole tale? Like, why are we doing this? You'll never guess.
I was in the process of rescuing a family from a burning house. Yeah. And they thought I was breaking in. And they threw me in jail.
He literally said, I was, my roommate, was his best friend. My roommate was, you know, slandering or, you know, not respecting his girlfriend. And so I defended her honor. We got into a fisticuffs. We got into a fight. And then the police were called and because of a misunderstanding and they hauled me away. And I'm like, oh, what?
Have you had any like of your followers share stuff that you weren't prepared for?
I had a friend come on who's in the production industry. She's an actress as well as like she's a writer. She does all the cool things that cool chicks do. and she had a guy who like came in and was like, "Hey, I want to uplift women in this industry. Let me give you my resources," because he like was he's a bigwig, in the middle of nowhere. But like, so take that as
and
you
she's
will.
Like, finally, somebody, yes. our hero,
like, what a nice guy.
Wow.
And then they didn't take his script notes. They didn't want to do
like, let me guess though, he took it really well.
He took it so well that he pulled back from the project, didn't tell them, and 6 days before they were supposed to shoot, his friend let them know. So they like their whole project almost, they had to like figure it out in 6 days. But you know what? He's a feminist. He's really looking out for women.
Course.
That's the big one.
He's misunderstood.
The new age of the nice guy feminist, I think, has been baffling, where it's like the guy's coming in like, I'm different. And then they're like, total a-holes.
I'm not I'll be honest. That's something I've struggled with is with my own content is not coming off as like, I'm not like the other guys, right? Because it's so easy to fall into that. But I mean, I guess, do you have any, with your research on this subject, your expertise on this, have you noticed any like, any commonalities or any like kind of giveaways when somebody is like, nice guy versus actually like a nice person.
they center themselves. Like, it's always about them. Like, instead of it being like, what have you been through as a woman? They're like, I stand up for women. I wouldn't let anybody. I'm the hero. And you're like, are you? Take the cape off, buddy. They're always entitled. They always think that like they deserved you. Because if someone has a big reaction to not getting with you, that means they thought they had you or they thought they deserved you in some way. Usually they can be like the life of the party nice guy who, as soon as you don't do what he likes, is a jerk, or they can be the woe is me nice guy, which is like, oh, like, why won't you get with me? She must be a big old meanie.
I'm sure those are the words they use, right?
Yes, that's it. If they say big old meanie, you know.
It's on their Tinder profile. Big old meanies.
No mean girls, okay?
Whoa, red flag.
Yeah, I think just listen to the way they talk about other women would be number one above all else. If they're constantly calling women like crazy, if they're constantly the victim of women, like their whole life has been the sad tale of how women have used and abused them and not appreciated them. If every single woman is a problem, then you might want to look.
What's the common factor there?
Yes,
I just don't get it. Every single relationship I've ever been on has ended horribly. God, what?
It's
it must
so
be
weird.
All women. It must just be.
It's just
all
women.
Women are horrible. It couldn't be me.
No self-reflection.
I'm gonna keep doing the same thing. I'm gonna plug along, do the same thing, and eventually I'm gonna find
the
a
right
nice
girl,
right?
Yeah, the perfect one.
And the dating scene with women, do you ever, are there nice guy women? Or is it just, is it exclusive to, I have
what a funny term, nice guy women.
Is that totally in the realm of men?
Well, If personal experience, I've not seen it in my dating life with women. I've seen it with men, and men and friendships with men. But, you know, through my talks with, you know, Naya Papaya. Yeah. Love her. through our discussions, we've really talked about a lot how the nice guy mentality is deeply rooted in misogyny. And thinking you're better and thinking you're deserving of and thinking what a woman should be. And so I think that's why you see it. To get serious for a second, I think that's why you see it more in men, is because the entitlement and the expectations that often come with a nice guy are really rooted, I think, in misogyny. So that fun old thing.
Maybe the quote unquote nice guy woman, the mythical one, would be the one that there are accounts that are like supporting these terrible guys.
Yeah,
you know, the ones that are like, it was like Pearl. I think it's one of the men are bad is because women are terrible and we need to excuse the actions of men.
The strength it takes for me not to talk about those type of accounts because it's not my lane. It's not what I'm doing. But yeah, I would say that's deep rooted in that would be the closest probably. But that to me is like women really wanting to be accepted by men. Like they're like so desperate to be accepted that they're like, I'm willing to just stomp on my fellow woman. Like if I get up, but it's like, it's just so ironic. Cause like, but they'll never see you as equals. Cause those are the dudes that don't like, clearly don't like women. It's like, as much as they like you, they'll never like you.
I get, you know, guys that are really mad at me for critiquing these guys online. They'll be like, well, why don't you ever critique women? And cause like there, and I'll admit, there are problematic women that exist, right? It's not like, but every time I've ever, even like in a positive way, when I stitch a woman that's a creator or says something, the comment sections get so gross so quickly that there's only so much I can control of it that I either have to like private the video or just turn, you know, turn off commenting for it and clear. You know, but it's like they're asking me why I'm not critiquing them. Because every time I do say something that is critical and it came from the mouth of someone that presents as a woman, I know that if it takes off, it's not going to be about what she said. It's not going to be about what I said. It's going to be a ton of attacks on how she looks. Like even recently, I did the one. There was the woman that went into Target that was the talking about how they're indoctrinating our children with these pride clothes.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
But like, as there's so many, I deleted at least 100 comments of everyone commenting on her bangs and how she looked. I get the people like, I don't like her, so this is something I can make fun of. But it's like it's any time a woman appears on screen, even someone that I may disagree with or not like, I know that the comment section is just immediately going to attack her appearance. And so I can't even imagine being a woman on camera, kind of like the stuff you have to deal with in your comment sections.
It always, like when you look at the way someone comments, if they don't like a person, it always reflects what they value. So if like a woman is just talking about literally anything on the planet Earth, some guy who thinks that a woman's value is based in her appearance is going to come on and be like, oh, go stupid bangs. You know, it's like, that's what they value. So that's what they attack. So when I see those comments, I'm like, and I know a lot about you. I've learned so much. That's all I need to know. Good day, sir. Block. So yeah, I am pro block. Like block them.
Right. Oh
like,
yeah. Oh yeah. I have thousands upon thousands.
See, you don't get to hate on me. Like, and it's especially if they're being rude to other people. But like,
right. If they're going after other commenters, it's not even a question. It's just boom. Yeah. Go on the block. You don't need to be here.
It's like you don't have you don't get access to my space. Like you don't. I'm like, again, that's another thing. It's like, well, I should get to go anywhere I want to go. They're like, nope, but not here.
Just stay in your echo chamber. That's the thing I hate the most is because it's their excuse to be terrible people. It's like, well, you have to let me be horrible and harass people in your comment sections. If you were in my house doing that, I wouldn't be like, oh, well, we have to let them stay. You know, we can't have all of our guests liking each other.
Yeah, right? We have to let them rob us, you know.
Yeah.
We got to listen.
You don't need to have them harassing and making people feel horrible in their comment sections to also be exposed to other opinions.
No, you're on the internet. You're going to be exposed to other opinions.
Also, how do you think we found your video? Because we're listening to other,
here we are.
Other opinions.
Jesus.
Yeah. You got to be careful. If you're, I don't know if you're on YouTube.
Not yet.
But I,
although I am a little bit. I've dabbled.
Okay. If you go on there, I don't know what it is about the algorithm, because I love YouTube in general, mm-hmm. but I started like watching some of these videos to critique them or think, oh, maybe this will be something. And man, it funneled me into the alt-right pipeline so quickly.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. Yeah. I have Jordan Peterson all over my shorts.
I critiqued Jordan Peterson one time and mm-hmm. someone tried to argue that he was a feminist. And I was like, have you watched his content? He said, if this is not correct, I'm pretty sure we're talking about the same person.
Yeah.
But there was a video where he said that women wearing makeup in the workplace was sexual manipulation.
Yeah, no, that's 100% the same. That's
okay, him. We're talking about the same guy. I was like, sir, do you think we wear that for you? Like, I'm sorry. Welcome to the universe where, like, women don't wear makeup or dress more as men. It's like they do it for themselves. They do it for the girlies. Like, not about you.
I think at that video, too, he was saying it was like, oh, the blush and the red.
Yes.
And it's as if women only wear red lipstick.
Yes,
that's the only shade of lipstick.
That's all he knows.
It mimics the blood flow during arousal.
You're like, dude, you need a hobby. Like, you need to go make something outside. Like, sir.
Well, I mean, and I think he reflects this clearly feminist idea.
Yes, clearly.
Clearly, the idea that the only reason women exist is for the gaze of men. Right?
Truly.
It's like, why? Who do we do when in high school? Like, you know, who are we making cover up? Because the boys can't pay attention, right?
Yeah,
and that starts then, and it just keeps on going into adulthood.
I just love that, like, lesbians or like non-binary, like anybody that's not like straight, like it's out of the frame of mind. I'm like, I like women, and I don't do crazy stuff like that. They're like, quiet, you. We don't even know who you are.
You don't count. Yeah.
What are you? Get out of here.
Yeah. we're talking. The men are talking. All right. Yeah. All right. I was on Reagan's podcast, and we talked about how the title of her podcast is F the Nice Guy, and how people will still not, they'll be shocked, like, why, when you're not being nice to these guys. It's the exact same thing, though. It's like you're saying what they need to hear. They're like, no, I'm not going to listen to that because that doesn't reaffirm what I already believe.
And it's literally anonymous. Like, I never say people's names. I, like, if I do a stitch, I cut out, like, so no one's getting hate. So I do my very best, but it's like, look at the title, bro. Like, just look at it. And again, like, I say it over and over, like, not nice guys, not real nice guys, in quotations, like, manipulative dudes. And people are just like, ha, how dare you say anything about a guy that blatantly manipulated a woman for years in a very abusive relationship? You're like, how about her? Is she good? Like, you worried at all?
No, we're not talking about her right now.
Don't worry about her.
She's an object. We're talking about the person, not the object.
The human, not his.
Yeah, not
the sex
the
toy.
Thing. Yeah.
Quiet, you. Put on some red lipstick. Stop it.
Right. Why are you wearing black lipstick? That doesn't arouse. Who bought you that? What game are you playing?
Did your husband get that for you? Oh, God.
I bet he didn't. I bet it must have been...
That's a woman's mistake right there.
Yes. Yeah. Did you not know the purpose of your lipstick was to stimulate my primitive?
Let me mansplain it.
Let's go to the mall. I'll buy you some pretty shades that will arouse me. You're
Ew.
Welcome. Yeah.
And you know what? That conversation has probably happened
at some
point.
It's almost certainly. Let me show you what men like. Because that's the only thing you need to know. I'm married to a woman. Well,
yeah, I'm good.
Yes.
Well, still, we need you to look
still,
good.
Just,
still.
Well, when you find the right man,
then
you'll know.
When you stop playing around.
Yes.
You stop this game, the charade. Come back to men, and we'll tell you what to look like.
Well,
crying
I think
again.
I think we got a good idea of who you are, Reagan. Are you
sure?
Ready to give some bad advice with me?
Oh, shit. Yep. I try so hard to give good advice, so this is going to be easy. I got it.
Oh, yeah. No. There is no, this is the warning again for everybody. If we give you good advice, it was an accident. We are not legally liable. If you choose
God.
To listen to us, we told you ahead of time,
bam.
Don't do this. This is bad.
Oh,
and,
shit.
Let's see where this goes. All right. So I have my trusty list of bad questions that are submitted by my followers with no context.
Love that.
Question number one, Reagan, should I ghost my needy friend?
I've always found that when someone has anxiety and is intense, the best thing to do is give them their worst nightmare. Just ghost them. Don't let them know what's going on. Just put a Facebook status that's like, clearing out my friends, so they see it and they're like, what the hell is that, me? And then they can just
Those are the worst. Can we talk about that for a second? I'm cleaning up my friends list. If we don't interact, I need you to tell me how great you think I am in this comment section right now, or else you're probably going to be gone.
I freaking love failed Facebook because you're like, that is so specific. Like, that is one person you were talking to. Like moving on to people who don't steal my outfits and get with my boyfriend. You're like, just tag them. Tag them at this point.
Tell me you can't, or maybe it's me. It feels so good though when I make the cut. How outrageous. Why are you even doing that? That's gross. I made it?
Oh my God. I am your friend? Wow. I know, Jesus. Yeah, no, I need approval for sure.
Yes. Yeah. I don't like it, but it's very important to me that you tell me this. This was a very subtle way. Was this about me to begin
with? You wanted me to see you. I get it. Jesus.
But yeah, ghosting friends. I think definitely go right away. Just lean into the ghosting. And then I think 3 months from now, just text them with, hey. And then just don't ever respond when they respond. Okay.
And then block them.
Then block them. So you give them the breadcrumb.
Yep. Yep.
Block them and move on.
That, I think, is the kindest way of handling it, for sure.
I think so.
That leaves no questions, no fears, no doubts.
Question number two. Thoughts on toe rings?
Illegal.
Illegal?
They should be illegal. They are a crime against humanity. They're outlandish.
No. Okay. Have you ever owned a toe ring or been gifted a toe ring?
Probably have.
By a nice guy.
I just think they're so showy. It's like it's all about you. Like they're just too much. Like you need to calm down. And like, why am I being forced to look at your feet anyways? Put shoes on. That's what I say. Right. That's my advice.
And as a man, what I would also offer is advice. So if you do decide to go with the toe rings, be sure to post pictures of your toes on the internet. I've heard that those can be very popular.
And like, if a guy likes the picture of the toe ring, like it is just, he loves metal. He loves craftsmanship. Like when he's asking for your number, or your address, he wants to get to know you so he can buy a toe ring.
Get a better look at the craftsmanship of this, because that's what men love, metals and working on on these sort of things. That's all it's about.
Don't be concerned.
You know, if someone asks you for more, you should send them close up pictures of them while wearing it though, so they get the full.
Well, on and off, because they need to see the effect. Like here's one with it.
I don't think they're going to care about the ones that are.
We have just led someone astray. We have just sent someone a dangerous path.
This is Bad Advice Wednesdays.
This is really bad.
With Chesko and Reagan. And I want to reiterate, you should not listen to us.
Just don't put your feet on the internet.
Oh, man. I didn't know that was a thing until I started seeing, maybe I'm weird. I don't know. Because there's websites devoted to it. So I saw a friend that was like, anytime her foot would be in a picture on Instagram, she'd blur it out or put like a sticker over it.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, well, people have been trying to get my feet for this website. It's like, what? So it's like a conscious thing of people like constantly posting in our comment sections, post your feet,
give
show
me
your feet.
Feet.
Yeah.
Oh God. I don't know. It's,
you know,
that's
not
a lot.
And like, if it's a consensual kink, sure.
Sure.
Whatever.
If both parties.
Yeah. But if you're stealing, if you're like constantly on the lookout for the glimpse of some toes that you can post on online, that's weird.
That's real weird.
What do you think it means when a guy keeps a list of all the girls he has slept with?
I think he's a sweetheart. I think he keeps a list because he wants to send them all flowers on Valentine's Day. Like, thank you for being there for me in my life.
Do you think it's a physical list or like a notes app?
I'm like seeing it as like in a notebook with hearts.
Maybe a number ranking.
Yeah, a ranking. He's organized, very organized.
That does tell, attention to detail. He's going to remember your birthday.
That's for sure.
Probably.
Maybe.
Maybe. I think in this situation, if you find out that your partner has their own list of the people they slept with, you should make a list for them as well.
Compare notes. You should say, notes. Here's my list.
I think it sounds to me like a guy like this would really appreciate.
Men love, like men that make those lists love body count. They want a high one. Yeah. That's like a high score.
Because I think most men really want to listen and learn to be better in bed for their partners.
Mm-hmm.
That's at least my experience with men from a friendship perspective.
What does that mean? From a friendship perspective.
Why shouldn't I get back with my ex?
No reason. You're good. I mean, I've found you end relationships for just no reason at all. You make little decisions and...
Yeah, you had compatibility at one point. What's to say that spark won't come back again? Remember how good it felt that first couple of weeks before you found out who they were? What if that could be the whole thing?
When he cheated on you, you had a lot of emotion. And it's like, because you really care, you know? I find if they treat you like garbage, it's because... they're hurting, you know.
I think especially when they cheat. Yeah, when they cheat, I think it's a way of testing to see if this is going to be the long term. You know, how would you know unless you stray?
How do you know you like the meal you're eating unless you take a bite of something else?
I don't. Whenever I have dinner, I'm like, what is this? I need a second meal on the side, and then I can choose. And when I continually am choosing that same meal every time, I know that's the meal I want to have for dinner every day for the rest of my life.
Or maybe he was confused, like, not only what is this meal, but like, oopsie, and he fell into another meal. He slipped and that happened.
How often does that happen? I mean, I'm sure it was just like, he didn't enjoy the other meal anyways. He was hungry.
He was hungry at the time. Everybody's hungry. Mm-hmm. A man gets hungry.
Man's got to eat. They say man's the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I think
we solved it. So she was in the stomach. She's out, digested. We're moving on. And get on back with that eating man. You know, he needs another meal. So
we're doing great. This is great.
So dumb.
Can I date two wonderful men at the same time? I feel bad giving bad advice to this
one. I know. I'm like... What is bad advice for this? Because I'm like, leave them both. That could be good advice. I think as long as you have a schedule. So like, just because you don't want cross, like you don't want to, like if Larry's Tuesday and Gil is Wednesday, you don't want to, you know, the two most common names for men.
How many Larry and Gils do I know too? Thank goodness they're both not named Larry. Which would be the most likely scenario.
That's why you have this calendar.
You have
so
the calendar.
Gil, Larry, mm-hmm. different days. Write it all down. Make sure you've got the list together.
Another list. Lists are saving lives.
If I told you the amount of times I was saved by a list when I was dating Gilly, good old Gilly. Oh, love Gilly. Oh, it's a shame it didn't work out. Maybe we'll get back together per our last question.
Hopefully. I mean,
I'll tell my wife.
Yeah. If you really loved him,
yeah, you would. Put him in needs first. That's what I'm saying. That's my motto every time.
Would you even ask your wife, or would you just kind of go for it?
I don't need a woman's opinion.
Okay.
No, I don't need I don't even listen to my own opinion. I let the man tell me how I feel.
How do you deal with having an inner monologue?
I don't. It's just like, and then sometimes like a show tune.
I have to know what song is playing.
76 Trombone. I tried to think of an obscure one.
So I think I think we solved that. I think that's, you're welcome.
Just a little music man for you.
I hope we gave that that follower some good advice.
I don't even know what the question was.
Should I have another kid? I have a 3-year-old, a 17-month-old, and a 3-month-old. Why not? I think just keep it going. See, I think if you just keep up that pace, who knows what the future could hold.
You could have an army.
Sure.
You could have your own little elite fighting force.
There's got to be a certain point where at that point, it's just noise, background noise at that.
Yeah, of course. And they like parent themselves.
Two, that's a difficult decision, right?
Sure.
That's double. But, you know, the fraction gets smaller and smaller. Yeah. And then you get older ones that can parent for you.
You're living the high life. You're out at the pool. You know, I found that society treats mothers with such respect and dignity, and it's so helpful. Like, the village just arrives as soon as the baby's born. They're showing up. They're taking care of everything. The mom is just able to relax, shower. I feel like my skin's going to burn off with this. This is the opposite of everything I believe. I'm throwing it out there.
I am worried. There's a part of me that's worried that at some point this will resurface out of context.
Like a soundbite?
Like a soundbite just going to be out there of this is the guy. This is the new Andrew
Tate.
This
is him. We knew it.
I want to decrease my time in the shower. Any tips?
Don't wash yourself. That's what I just literally stand in and then I get right out.
I think showering is probably a conspiracy.
Do you really want to talk about this on here? Like, that's a serious thing.
I think it's being pushed by Big Shampoo.
I have been saying this for years. Big Shampoo, Big Soap. We want to talk about Big Soap for a second. Dove?
When I lived on my own, I would shower maybe monthly. I was fine.
Yeah. I mean, you get this like protective smell that comes out, which is your body like fighting bacteria.
That's what women want.
Is a musk.
Well, Reagan, this was delightful.
On that note,
I hope that that this is always in context.
For the love of God, please.
For everyone.
Yeah.
And that nobody actually listens to us. Where can people find you if they want to go look for you online?
So you can find me on TikTok at F the Nice Guy. That's where I will be. And you can find, I have my F the Nice Guy podcast, which you can find anywhere podcasts are.
I'm on Reagan's podcast. Do you know when that's coming out? I don't know when this is even coming out. So I don't, that's probably
that won't help.
Tuesday. It's going to come out on Tuesday. It's already out.
The third Friday, though. It'll be on a Saturday.
On some Saturday, and depending on when you're listening to this, which could be a year from now, I was on there. And if you have a search features exist, and you'll be able to find our delightful talk about nice guys.
Mm-hmm. Truly, truly delightful.
Well, thank you. I think that. And that was Bad Advice on a Wednesday. If you enjoyed today's show, please like, please subscribe, share it with your friends, drop a 5-star review. You can always support us financially at patreon.com/thespeechprof. All links of everything we talked about will be available in the show notes. And most importantly, remember, this is intended to be bad advice. Please do not listen to anything we said. I'm sorry.
Okay, dope rhyme slinger, good advice giver. Listen for a second, let me try and paint a picture. Raises coming up and you want your check bigger. Moving quiet just won't get you seen. Your boss a clicker,